about sin and redemption and grace. We're kind of
some of the
sinner uses amiss. For it is evil to use amiss that which is good.
Responsible.
is a fairly gross exaggeration of the crap thing about God, because that doesn't agree with God being love from my perspective. But so he blamed the blatant worldliness of the church on people accepting Augustine's doctrine. I'm not sure that fully explains it, because there are churches that have this predestination doctrine who do a lot better than the church was doing during the time of that then. So Pelagius thought that the problem then was this idea of the depravity, that the full, utter, complete depravity, people acceptance of that. Therefore, if I do anything good, it's not because I wanted to, it's because God did it to me. And so he saw that. So basically he said again, original sin is wrong. Thank you very much, Pelagius. And he said that the fact that children, infants are not born condemned to hell, and that we do have a freedom, we do have a hope, we do choose whether we're going to respond to God's love or not. And so I think probably we're Pelagianists. I think we're Pelagianists, in which case, therefore, you're anathema. I can't remember which council, one of those we talked about last week, you have now been condemned, you're going to hell, because you agree with Pelagius on that. So, he concluded that Augustine's doctrine of predestination was God. Augustine said, I am helpless to do good. And by the way, I think this is somewhat of a mischaracterization of Augustine. Because if anybody fully was committed to the idea we need to be righteous, it certainly was Augustine. So I'm not sure you can blame Augustine for all that, but I'm just telling you kind of the perspective. So, but nevertheless, people bear a responsibility for whether they change. That does definitely come from Augustine. Anyway, so his book was On Nature. And he also wrote another book on free will. He argued that Christians can live sinless lives and are responsible to do so. Now this raises a very interesting question. He said Adam would have died in any case. He said Adam, when it says that, you know, Adam died because of his sin, that's not talking about physical death, that's talking about spiritual death. That's what he said. So he said that Adam was going to die physically, and then when God said you're going to die now because of your sin, even Romans 5, that's talking about spiritual death. That his sin caused him to die spiritually, and therefore to ultimately be condemned to hell. And so we'll have to ask that question. The question of, would Adam have died? Is Romans 5, what's to say about that? So what he said was, his sin only brought punishment on himself. And so we could go to Ezekiel 18 and ask, you know, because I think Pelagius would agree with Ezekiel 18. I'm sure Augustine would say he agreed with Ezekiel 18, but in my opinion, he denied Ezekiel 18. Do you know what's going on with Ezekiel 18? That, you know, the son does not inherit the sin of the father, the father does not inherit the sin of the son. Each of us is responsible for God only for our own sin. And it certainly seems, therefore, we're also not responsible for Adam's sin. legislate what we reach that age where we can decide, and we all do decide. Okay? Yeah?
I want to mention a few things in the scriptures about sin. And of course, there's so much more that I can teach an idea that talks about how it's in my, it's in the rule of my will.
Psalm 51. I believe you're quoting that one. There's other places you can go. And there, that's not a dialogue.
this question. I'm sure there is, but not that we could find that answer, is what happened there in the time of Adam? What really happened? Other teachings of Augustine taught the church and state are kind of one. That kind of caused a few problems eventually, that's for sure. He taught the Immaculate Conception. I didn't know what the Immaculate Conception was until just a few years ago. He taught that Mary was born by a virgin birth also. See, he's got this genetic saved. So I guess, I think we're sinners.